So, a short education on how far toilets have come. Now, to spend that much for a toilet, it costs a lot to install, too, because you have to bring electricity. We never ran electricity to behind the toilet, ever. But now we have to.
Oh, okay.
So in a remodel, yes?
Invention. Go ahead and finish.
Upcoming invention. I think Kohler already beat you.
Oh.
Kohler now has battery-operated.
No.
Automatic toilets. Now, here are the names. Avoir. Brazen. How would you like a toilet named Reach? That's it. How about Harkin? They've got one called Harkin. Vale. Sansuchi. Or how about, here's the one I want, Reach Up. That's actually the name of a toilet made by Kohler. The Reach Up.
Someone with a sense of humor.
Yeah, baby.
I'm not going anywhere.
Marketing. Oh. Don't say marketing people don't have a sense of humor.
Well, the living in place culture is recommending always add an outlet now, even if you don't think you want it now.
Oh, absolutely.
Because then it's there.
Ground fault, though. Get ground fault.
And I want to know this invention, Romy. You going to give away another million-dollar idea?
Yeah, so we don't have electricity behind the toilet. I don't like anything that have batteries. I mean, that to me is just a waste of manufacturing. You have batteries and batteries and batteries and batteries and batteries. I just, if it has batteries, I don't want it. So what has to move when you flush the toilet?
Water.
Yes. So could you have a toilet where the water tank is higher above your head like they did in the old-fashioned days because it was gravity-fed, but that extra pressure down to a small tube to refill the tank, when it drops, the water coming down spins a wheel, and it generates your electricity that you need for operating your electric toilet. Could the water flow be your power generation?
Well, while you're working on that, I'll talk to Max in Chandler. Hello, Max. How can I help you, my friend?
Well, I have a question.
Okay.
About replacement windows on a house.
Okay.
I've had, decades ago, I replaced the windows in a house because of hail damage, and I did it with Pella, and they were great windows and all that sort of thing. But having remodeled the house pretty completely, I'm more restricted on money than...
Okay.
And I get that Pella windows are the best. Had them before, love it.
Yeah.
But sometimes there's a difference between the best window and the best window value.
Okay.
And so I guess the question is, if you don't happen to have a gigantic checkbook just to go out and buy all new Pella windows, what would you buy? In other words, if Pella didn't exist, what would you get?
Okay. Well, in Arizona, we have used aluminum frame windows for a long, long time. I'm not a fan of them. In the summer, the aluminum frame is actually a radiator radiating heat inside your home. You can counteract that to some degree by putting a sunscreen on the outside of the window that completely covers not just the glass, but covers the frame itself, and then put a secondary layer of protection with a shade tree. So you've got the shade tree, the sunscreen, and then the aluminum frame. But like I say, I'm not a big fan of aluminum. Then we came out with vinyl windows that aren't quite the thermal bridge that aluminum are. But I'm not a fan of vinyl either. They chalk up, and I'm gonna my phones are gonna blow up on Monday morning. Every vinyl window salesman in town is gonna call me. I'm not a fan of vinyl windows for a lot of reasons. They just don't hold up in the ultraviolet light that we've got here in Arizona. So that leaves another product, fiberglass. But Max, that takes us right back to Pella. Pella has a window for every price point. You don't have to buy the architectural grade wood aluminum clad. I would tell you, before you spend any money on windows, I would take a really hard look at that fiberglass Impervia unit. Because for my money, And your question was, what was the best value? For my money, the best window value in the Southwest Sun Belt is Pella's Impervia Frame pulled fiberglass windows. Now, you can get cheaper than that by going to an aluminum frame. Milgard is made here in town, and it's a pretty good product. They have it in aluminum, and they have it with aluminum thermal break, and they also have it in vinyl. But in my experience, by the time you pay the labor to remove all the windows, install new windows, if you get an expensive aluminum frame that has a thermal break and good 5/8 insulated glass and low-E panes, you're not that far off from just going with the Pella Impervia product, which, to answer your question, is, in my opinion, of all the windows I've shopped, the best window buy for the dollar on the market.
And we've got two great companies in that service Chandler. You've got Dunright Windows and you've got Freelight Window and Door that offer multiple brands. And when Dunright came to us, we said, well, you can't join the network because you don't supply Pella. He went to Pella, went through the training, came back and said, these are the best windows. I can't believe I didn't sell these earlier.
Yeah.